I work in the water because I work just in the sea. Yes, and it's like a metaphor, you know, the water is like our life. It's we are also water. Yes, and I feel very connected with I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling that in this works there is something more than
So something about working in the water, that's very powerful.
Yes, something happened also when I was in Switzerland because we had one day working always in silence without saying any word to each other, and also we had also lunch by ourselves, and we have to look the just the place, not near the each other's, and I really felt so connected with everything there, and I was really, I got peace, joy, everything was in me, and I could also receive from the trees, but we were always with the water. So we walked always along a river or a little one, or and always it was yes, we can also hear the water flowing. And somehow, no, the day before I had just a moment in which I had a little bit of confusion, and I asked myself, or the big self in me, I don't know, am I on the on my way? But there was in that moment there was no answer, because sometimes I know that somehow in my past I wasn't in my right way. I don't know if you can understand
So, I'm hearing a lot of different things and I'm putting them together and maybe I'm going somewhere different from where you are. So I just
me.
want to share with you where this brings me. And it may
Okay.
not be where you are, and so just want to, but you're talking about the water and like what it's like to work. In this with the sea, with the water, and then in Switzerland, of remembering of how there was always the water and there was the flow of the river, and you could hear it, and so it was even moments where you're very much by yourself, you can, there's that presence of the water and of that flow, and of asking yourself, about you. And I'm kind of having a sense of the connecting with the flow, like the flow of the water and the flow of you.
And the flow of my life, you know? Yes, because I must also say that I could feel also in my body like it was a really yes, flowing inside also. It's not only outside, but also inside. And so there I felt really a reconnection, and in that moment I had the right feeling, I was in my right way. And also the condition that I don't need to be worried if I feel sometimes a little bit of confusion, because from chaos comes everything. And so
So that sense of, in a way, the connecting to the flow, it does not mean it has to always have a sense of flow. You can have the moment of confusion, because even in the moment of confusion, if you remember that, from chaos comes everything. Yeah.
Yeah, this was. So.
So what's it like inside as we're talking about this, like the flow of water, the flow of your life, the confusion is okay, from chaos comes everything, the sense of flow.
There is a sense now of like to be full. Like being yeah, there is something surprising about me. Yeah.
So it's something full and something surprising about you.
The surprising is yes, maybe it's related. Yes, to this condition also about the flow and but also when I look back to the past, but it's not I don't feel really separated. It's also in the flow, or it's not I don't believe of linear time, you know. This is always only our imagination, I think. But it's like, what is the word? It's a loop when you go to a, yeah, maybe something in the past has allowed me to make a loop and to completely shocked.
There's some sense of something in the past allowed you to make a loop, and
Yeah.
then bum.
And that is related to it seems a paradox, but illness can bring more life in my has brought my more life in my life. In the sense that and that made the loop, you know? In the sense that I can remember that just before, and I think I'm not sure if it's just the cause, but I can say you that I was looking for sense in my life before, you know? It was a period I couldn't see anymore a sense. I was just looking. I was saying, okay, if it doesn't have any sense to go on to live like this, doesn't matter. I was quite.
So that was before the illness,
Yeah.
and the sense of life, this what you were experiencing is, it doesn't make any sense to live like this. Or is
What
there
doesn't make any sense?
no, I'm trying to repeat what you said. You said there was a period where there was something you were wondering, about does it make any sense?
Yes, I was not looking, not searching, but just asking myself, what sense, which is the sense of my life in
Yeah,
this
what is the sense of your life? Which is the sense of
moment?
your life? Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's not crystal clear. It's not I mean now I think that the sense it's always in the flow. There is not a sense. That's what I feel. There is not you do that this and this and this is your sense. No, it's not this, but it's just yes, maybe it's just letting us surprising by life, by the flowing of life and what it comes without expectation and without yes, I know what. Without any strength, sforzo, do you know the word? When you say mezzo. And this is was
So
also,
without trying so hard, like
yeah,
that, forcing it, willpower.
without force, without power. And that was also a condition I had during my silent work. I had really this, something said, I don't know, something, maybe my big self said, really, you don't need to make any strength, any power to reach anything. Just go with the flow. I think there was something more. Yes, then it was related to the chaos that it was yes, it was okay, you don't need to do any strength, any force, any and everything is flowing and also when you feel confused. Don't worry. And he said, you know how to get back, to get out from that.
So really, don't try so hard, don't push so hard. And so really, in a way, don't worry, you're safe.
Something like this.
You're safe, you're okay. Even if there's a place of chaos, and in a way, there's a place where you have a sense of fear, remember that you're okay. So it feels like a very reassuring voice.
Very, I didn't.
Reassuring, that you're safe. This is going to be okay.
And this, I think this is also a help about what I. So we started with invisibility. And it's also maybe now, it comes now for me. It's not, I didn't think about it before. This is also about you can be visible.
Yeah, you don't need to hide in order to be safe. You can be visible and you can be safe. Yeah.
So that is,
I want to come back to, you were saying before the illness, there was that sense of, in a way, that question of what's this, what's happening, what am I doing, where, so it feels like maybe it was the sense of you, maybe sensing that there was kind of a disturbance in the flow or something of that nature, or something was happening, or, I mean, what's it like to remember that moment?
So that moment has taught a lot of things about me. The first was to overcome my, I think I was afraid of illnesses. And it would have been better if I had listened to to a first doctor I met, because he suspected about something heavy, but I escaped.
So it was too painful or scary to face that possibility.
Oh, it comes hot from me.
And so now it's, yeah, you're
It's
feeling.
also difficult to tell you.
So let's just take our time. Let's just take our time. Let's just take our time. This is a very difficult place.
Yes, it's a difficult place, because maybe there is something in me which about forgiveness, Like, you did wrong. Why? But I want to just to watch it with compassion, with empathy. I know that she was the little child inside me who was afraid, really afraid. Yes, I didn't like doctors. I must say that, okay. But I also overcame any fear about doctors with this. So it allowed to me to overcome many, many fears, I think. This is a very, it has been very important to know another Caterina, who I couldn't imagine before. In that sense, I was very surprised by myself. It was as my adult part has grown up in the situation, and has really helped my little child.
So that little child grew up into something you couldn't imagine before.
I think the little child is still in me, it's not grown up. I mean, it's a very important part of me, in the sense that it's the creative part, it's the funny sometimes, joyful, and that therefore I must appreciate it. I don't want to say, oh, you have to grown up, there is also The grown-up part.
But the grown-up part is not in any way saying that the child has to disappear. In fact, you really, really appreciate that little child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's, I think everybody, yes, I feel connected with everybody. So I think it's really our creative part. Children are very creative if we don't. Yeah, so where was I? Where Yeah, and so it helped the situation really. Also, if I must say that I also had some moment in which I felt desperate. But because I couldn't feel, I had some moment after chemo therapy where I felt really without any force, any power. And that, but this is also very paradoxical because in those moments, I could experience another kind of force, which is not the, you know, this. And I think it was also something new because it obliged me in some way to ask for help.
So you're talking about in those moments during after chemotherapy of that sense of in a conventional way you felt absolutely without any force, but you experienced a different kind of force, and a force that was related to asking for help because there was no other way you could do.
Yeah. And some, and I can't re I can remember that it was the right step to do because I just asked the right person to help me. And because she was also she is also a friend of mine, and maybe I told you in Cambridge she is a doctor's in homeopathy, but she is also a very sensitive person because somehow she said to me that maybe what I was that my illness was related also my brother's death, that maybe a part of me wanted to reach him.
And so it's getting a different meaning of the illness.
Yes, I think there is not only a sense, you know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm is a kind of a perception or something. There must be much more that I can't see.
So it's not just one thing, one side, one meaning, one way of looking at things, but so many, including many that we can see.
So, I can feel it, But I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole meaning of this, it's just like my brother's death that has changed a lot of things in the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't understand really the meaning of what is happening. I think we can only see a very, very little
mm-hmm.
of the
mm-hmm.
whole picture.
Yeah.
Maybe when we go on, maybe we can just have another connection, or we can, as aha. But it's just one more piece, it's not the whole thing.
Right. So in a way, it's an illusion when we think we can grasp life in a small amount of meaning. That we have sometimes a moment, we say, and we see one part of it. And then another moment, we see something, but it's still a part of it or an angle on it.
Yeah. And I think that this is a very important thing to help us not to judge anything, not to enter in judgment and
And so, because you're talking about things that are so big that in a way it's impossible to grasp them, like to make sense of the death of your brother,
mm-hmm.
to make sense of illness like cancer.
I think it was very important for me my position in front of I call him my guest.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I asked him it. What do you bring to me? What do you want to bring to me? What I can learn from you also?
Mm-hmm. So those moments when you pay attention to the felt sense inside, and the turning and say, hey, what are you bringing me? What's
What I can learn from you also, yes, I think. I think I haven't fought against it. Yes, I thought gently to go out. gently. Or to transform, you know?
Yeah.
But somehow I was also very, very, sometimes very sad for my other selves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was also a forgiveness process in front of my body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was aware that this kind of a cure are also destruction.
Destructive. Yeah.
Or other parts,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which weren't not involved and were not. But were involved in the cure, you know what I mean, okay. And so I believe really in a communication with everything.
Mm-hmm.
We always communicate, also when we don't speak. because our thoughts are always interacting with our whole body, also what we can't see.
So the moments when we are aware of communicating, it's only like a small part of it, because we're really always communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sense of that. And in a way, it's part of that flow.
And I think, yes, we can, that our body, it's like a mystery also. For me, it's just a mystery, because I can't, and I don't know exactly how it works and what is my heart in this moment doing, or, but I feel that there is a way we can collaborate also with our body.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is a different kind of collaboration. From, you know, it's not about knowing moment by moment what exactly your heart is doing or this process or that. But there's a wider, a larger sense of being in tune with it and collaborating with it.
Yes, and I think collaborating with the body means to stay in the flow. And to stay in the flow means for me to stay connected with my deepest sense of being. My also, if it's not always possible, I mean, we have also what we call ego, but I don't like to call ego. Anyway, the part which has maybe to start a job at precise time and so, and it's always in a run, and sometimes it's disconnecting us.
So in a way, that part that in a way is so clear and precise and in the light of day and knows how things work and the trains run on time and so on, in lots of ways we're accustomed to think of it as clarity, but in lots of ways it obscures a lot of things. And there's a different kind of connection you're talking about.
Yeah. This is yes, but I yes, I think when we are in a quiet moment, I think, and we can pause, if we decide to pause, then it's like these two parts, but not two, not. I think it's also a possible collaboration to build between. It's like to remember something. I don't know.
So you're talking about an experience, the kind of experience we have at a moment when we're able to pause. And so we're able to see the two parts, but not two parts that are sharply different, you know. And in fact, as we see them in a way that we experience the possibility of the two of them collaborating and you know, working with each other.
And this is possible when we remember that we are connected, also if we forget. This is... we forgot our connection to each other, connection to nature. And there are moments in which we forget, also if we, I can recognize some moments when I forget. Maybe when I'm tired, maybe at the end of the day, I don't know. It happens anyway.
And so what I'm hearing you say is about, you know, understanding that time and again we forget. It's those moments when we can remember the sense of feeling connected. And feeling connected to others, feeling connected to the sound of the river, but feeling connected to ourselves. Just in a way remembering that experience, that sense of feeling connected.
And I'm trying not to go back to that period. Yes, I think it was also the change, coming back to the period of my illness, was also, yes, to believe in something bigger. I think if I look back, I always have felt something bigger, but not exactly like religious or like a big mystery, you know, thing, and I really felt this during that time. And the things I remember is a force inside. Also, it was also like fate. Faith, yes. I was faithful somehow. Also, if I had some hard moment with body and everything, but and I saw many things happen after this illness. And I'm also thankful for this, for but I'm also I feel also that how can I say it's a feeling. Yes, the gesture is so, it's in this moment for me, the sense, my sense is it's not only reconnecting with one way of reconnection, like as many way of reconnecting
Yeah,
to.
so as you're doing it, you know that you're moving your hands and the fingers, like the hands are coming toward each other and the fingers are intertwined. And so there's not, you know, like you were saying, not just reconnecting with one way, there's you and then the direction you interconnect. But in a way, it's like everything, having that sense that everything is connected with everything. Is that
Yes.
kind of what
Yeah.
you're showing?
Yes, and it's also this is also like something touching for me, like when I make so.
Yeah, so when you make that gesture and that sense of connection, there's something very touching. Yeah.
Yes, it's like to recognize that we don't need to separate anything, and there is not only a way to reconnect to universe or to the nature, to whatever, but we can find really many ways to reconnect. And it's like to reconnect all this way. I don't know if it's like a web of reconnecting way to.
Yeah, so the opposite of there's just one way to reconnect, but there's so many ways to connect and a web of reconnecting and touching on all these ways in which we are connected and can connect and can reconnect.
Yeah.
And that feels very moving.
Because sometimes I think, maybe I'm eclectical, you know, in the sense that I'm very curious to know many things and not only one way, you know what I mean. And therefore, I sometimes I think, maybe I'm dispersed in my energy. Okay, you know what I mean? But if I look at my life now, I can understand better that maybe what I said before, because I used this sentence before, that maybe there were a time in which I went away from my way. Maybe it's possible to connect also what it seemed to me not to be right. This is what it's coming now.
So not just in a way that there's so many ways of connecting and there's not just one way and you know, but also those moments of you know, when you're not connected to your own way, that in some way that too is right and worth connecting to.
Yeah, in the sense that some choices in my past were made maybe because of fear or or because I couldn't do at that moment what I wanted to, to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can see the sense.
So in a way, like, it's tempting to say, oh, some of the choices in my past were related to fear and pressure. And so in a way to say that's not me. But now you can look back and you can see how it's part of you, how it makes sense, how to reconnect with that as part of you.
Yeah. And also with the experiences I did because of fear or because of, it's like an integration. I mean that, yes, we can learn also by our mistakes. They are also precious to So it is.
So it is.
Yes, I think it's
This is part of whatsustainsus.com.